Nicholas Joseph Lochner, age 17, almost 18, and so I tell everyone I'm 18.
So you just graduated high school, like literally, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah.
What kind of student were you in high school? Were you a jock? Were you a nerd? Were you straight A's? Did you skip school all the time?
I would say I was the kind of person that was like mutually, you know, known by everyone without being too acquainted with them.
I see.
Which has its pros and cons, but yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really. I mean, like, I knew a lot of the really sporty people, and I knew a lot of the really smart people, but I never really fully associated into any one group. So I'm more just like
a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
So I know you played tennis. So you definitely played tennis in high school. Did you do any other sports or activities?
Not in high school. When I was in, up until about fifth grade, I played soccer, but.
In high school, it was pretty much exclusively tennis. I mean, you played a lot of tennis. You probably didn't have a ton of time to do any other things.
No, well, especially during the season, because we have practice for like 3 hours every day of the week besides the weekends. Yeah. But, yeah.
What was the most trouble you ever got into as a kid? Any funny stories about getting in trouble?
I haven't gotten into trouble a lot.
Not even as a little kid?
I mean, I'm sure I did. I just can't remember.
Did you ever drop your sunglasses in a pool at Legoland like Alex?
No. But, let's see. I don't know. Probably just like sneaking down and playing games when I shouldn't be.
That seems like a common trend this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. What was your favorite memory of your parents as a kid? Like a tradition or a favorite meal or something you guys always did together?
I'd say I really like... We have a... I think this might answer... future question as well, but we have this vacation that we go to see my dad's side of the family every year, and it's just a lot of fun because I see my cousins, which I never see any other time, and I don't know, there's a thing called Art Fair where we...
Where do they live?
Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So you go out there?
Dexter, Michigan, I think.
Do you go out there every year?
Yeah, every single
year.
Oh,
wow.
Actually, the first year that I've missed it my whole life was during COVID.
Oh, no.
So, but yeah.
Where do you stay when you go?
We stay at my grandparents' house, which it'd be hard to describe how they're my grandparents because my grandfather remarried. So let's see. My grandfather remarried 4 times.
Wow.
And so on the 4th marriage, it was him and a woman had my dad. But then my grandfather died and my grandmother remarried. And then my grandmother died. So then it was my remarried... The person my grandmother remarried had remarried someone else.
Oh, you weren't kidding. This is complicated.
Yeah, exactly. So we call them grandparents. But
so he's not your blood grandfather.
No.
But he's a grandfather by family.
Yes, and he also had children. So, I mean, there's just, it's a lot of complications. But, yeah, that's where we stay.
So you go for, how long do you usually go, like a week?
We sometimes 2 weeks, but usually it's somewhere between a week and 2 weeks. But I try to stay as long as I can.
Yeah, and what do you do while you're there?
Well, we live right on a lake, so swimming, and we actually, last year was a lot of fun, because we brought a spike ball net out, and that was the show.
It's like that little trampoline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got the yellow ball, and you, 2-on-2, and that was a lot of fun. We're definitely going to be doing that.
Is that cool? I've seen that online. I really want to try that, actually. Yeah.
And it's actually pretty, age-friendly. Like, my dad was playing, and his brother was playing, or his half-brother was playing, and so just everyone's playing spike ball. It's great.
Is it easy to learn?
It's pretty easy to learn. I mean, especially since I play tennis, it's like a lot of hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, okay.
I think, yeah, my cousin and I were a team, and we were kind of killing it. But nice. Yeah, it's pretty easy to learn. I mean, my sister was playing. Everyone was playing. But, yeah.
So, I think you already answered it. Favorite family vacation would be that? Okay.
A lot of fun.
Sure. What was your first job?
Guys. See you later, John.
You have 2 jobs now, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about the jobs you have right now?
So right now I'm working as one of my jobs is at a pizza place. Basically there's 3 jobs there. One of them is like marketing and, it's called commissary also where like they make dough and they restock things and stuff like that. So that's not me. And there's the cooks, which they just make the pizza, and they're just sitting behind the oven all day. And then there's a third job, which is everything else. So everything while the store is running, that's what I'm doing. Taking phone calls, taking orders from the window, like slices, and making salads, doing dishes, driving the pizzas, all sorts of stuff. So, yeah. And then the other job is, it's pretty boring. It's at a pom-pom factory. It's like one of the largest.
Like cheerleader pom-poms?
Yeah, cheerleader pom-poms. And I've only been there for about a week, so I don't know too much about it, but it seems like I'll just be kind of running around and helping just run the machinery and stuff like that.
Cool. So you're going to have two jobs this summer.
Yeah.
And then off to college in the fall?
Yep, going to Oregon State.
So what are you going to study at Oregon State?
Well, I've been telling people I'm probably going to try and major in math, but in reality I'm just going to be taking some math classes and I'll see where I end up, but a math major is probably the goal for right now.
So if you had to choose, you don't have to choose right now, but if you did have to choose right now, what do you want to do later for a job?
I think two options for me is either to be a teacher for math, and still not sure on the grade yet. It's always a question of which age is the least annoying, but probably teacher for mainly math or some sort of engineer. So we'll see.
Do you consider yourself a math nerd?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't tried too hard in high school, so I'm definitely going to step it up a little bit, but I took a pretty hard math class this year.
What was your GPA when you graduated?
3.3, but before COVID, it was a 3.8. So.
Okay, so COVID tanked your...
tanked me by 0.5, yeah. In 1 year.
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't Nick, it was COVID.
No, I'm serious. It was 3.8 and 3.3.
Okay, all right, let's see. First job. Okay, so... Mark has five brothers and sisters, six of them, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, because they're all here this weekend.
Yeah.
What about your mom's side of the family?
Does
she have siblings?
She has... I believe two siblings, so not too big.
What about your dad?
My dad has a shit ton of siblings.
Just because of all the weird...
So a bunch of half-siblings. And I mean, I'm pretty sure we go and visit this person who has a farm, Ruth. She has a farm. And I'm pretty sure the way she's related to my family was my grandfather had married the first woman he married. That woman remarried someone else. And then they had a child, and it was Ruth. And so my grandfather's ex-wife had a child. And that's how we're related. And we go and see them every year.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just like, it's a huge family. I mean, we just know everyone.
So when you do that family reunion thing,
yeah.
How many people are there? Do you have a big family there?
Let's see. There's probably... 30 people, I guess, maybe 20 to 30 people.
Okay, so that's not as big as this, but still pretty good size.
Yeah, it's still pretty big. I mean, yeah, not everyone goes to that, obviously, and people go at different times, so it's kind of hard to see. But also the other thing is not everyone stays in the same place, so we kind of just all are in Michigan, and we meet up and do things,
yeah.
Or we'll meet at the house and eat food or something. And at the house, there's usually like 10 people at a time.
So you're young. You probably haven't thought about this. Maybe you have. Do you think when you get older, do you think you want to have a big family like you're used to, maybe? Or do you want to have a small family because you see this and it's just crazy and you want less?
Like, how many kids would I want?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Probably not too many, but I don't think I'd want, like, one child just because, I don't know, I feel like they need someone to be with, to hang out
so
with.
So you do want to have kids?
Yeah, probably.
And not one?
And not one.
So more than one?
More than one. That's
less than 10?
Less than 10.
Okay.
Probably less than 4.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. You have a girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah.
Where did you meet? What's your girlfriend's name?
Aaliyah.
And where did you meet Aaliyah?
Modern World History, which was probably the most boring class.
That's the most romantic of all high school classes.
Modern World History?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it was... I don't think I remember a single thing that I learned in that class. So
it doesn't matter. You met your girlfriend there, right?
Yeah. Well,
you came out ahead.
Well, we actually the whole year we weren't dating during Modern World History, but that's where I met her. And then, like, I think next year during the summer, I messaged her on Snapchat or something, and we was like, do you want to go out? And she was like, yeah.
So it wasn't love at first sight. You didn't like see this girl. You're like, I have to have her. Because you,
no,
you said you waited.
I did kind of have a crush on her during Modern World.
So you had a crush on her, but it, you wasn't like, you weren't beaten down the door. Like, you slow burned it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What was the craziest thing you ever did to one of your siblings? Did you ever rat on, you know, one of them, get them in trouble? You ever pull any pranks on them?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm sure I've done some... I bet Kathleen would know more about it, but more about, like, something that I've done.
You guys get along pretty well?
I'd like to say we did. I think we get along now pretty well.
Yeah.
But I think we used to be pretty big fighters. I think we used to fight just for no reason at all.
I think that's pretty common with kids. And then then they get older and you realize.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything, but I'm sure I did some bad things. I can remember some things she did to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me those.
I remember she definitely pushed me down the stairs one time.
Ooh, how old were you?
Very young. Probably like 4 or 5. So she was like 6 or 7. I think I remember she also, there was like the, we were on a, this vacation camp thing. It was like an outdoors camp and we just go to different like lakes and swim in them. And the instructor said like, be very careful not to jump here. Cause there's rocks down here. And, my sister pushed me in that direction.
Oh no.
And, I was fine, but I pretended I wasn't fine. Cause,
so did you fall in?
Yeah, I went in the water.
So you did go in?
Yeah, it was like a 10-foot drop.
Oh, geez.
But it was fine. It really was. There weren't any rocks. But I came out, and I was like, ah, my leg.
And you're like trying to make your sister
feel
bad?
My leg, it's broken. Yeah, no, I was fine.
Did she panic?
No. She was like, you're fine.
You're fine.
That's what she, yeah. She was like, no, stop freaking out.
All right, that sounds good. Any other stories or anything you want to get on the record you think that's funny or entertaining that is worth telling while we're here? If you got, you think, if no is an acceptable answer.
I don't know if anyone's told you the story about when we were at that, actually, well, you were there when we were at the family family dinner for Christmas and Mark's ex-wife came in. Do you remember that?
Oh, vaguely.
That was really funny because everyone, the whole family was like, Catherine.
Yeah, right.
And you know, it was so awkward.
Like all the
air. Like her with her boyfriend.
Yeah,
like,
all the air gets sucked out of the room. Like,
yeah,
we're having a big Christmas dinner, and yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone told that story.
No,
yet.
I have not. I do remember that now that you say that. That was a while ago. Yeah,
I think that's the only time I've ever seen her. Also,
yeah,
okay. Back in my life.
Cool. Well, thanks for taking the time, Nick.